the MLK breakfast. As you know, you've been out there at Davis's every year, and you've seen a crowd of 400 plus of the local leaders in the business community and the nonprofit community celebrating the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Truly an amazing event.
It is. We have a committee of dedicated community volunteers that put that event on, and the chamber staff, and the whole community does rally together for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, with COVID, we're not going to be able to do that in person. But I think that that Martin Luther King Jr. Committee, the Challenge Day Committee, has put together a program this year that'll certainly honor the legacy of Dr. King, and it'll really touch on the heritage and the history of that breakfast. So we're excited about it. Garland Gilchrist, Lieutenant Governor, I'm sure you've heard of him. He will be our keynote speaker, and through the magic of creative editing from Spring Arbor University, they've got their marketing students involved, and the program's going to be virtual this year. Garland, like I said, Garland Gilchrist will deliver the keynote address.
Mm-hmm.
We've got students from Parkside, seventh graders from Parkside, that are going to be reciting one of Martin Luther King's speeches. That should be really interesting. But everybody is going to join us virtually, and Spring Arbor University is going to put that together in about a 45-minute, maybe 50-minute program that will air on JTV and our social media pages. And so we're really just excited with the opportunity to keep this such a great event going, and thankful to our sponsor, AARP. They've been with us for a long time sponsoring this event.